Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody in the chat room. I'm trying to write to one right now. Snake Chaser just popped in. And I wanted to say hi. I want to say hi to The Word is Alive, to Revival Fire. I've already got on the phone. And Lily, I already got on the phone. And Psalm 71, or Psalm 41, I want to say hi to you as well. Okay, welcome to Blog Talk Radio's Unveiling the Mysteries of the Bible. This program is brought to you live by the JC Overcomers Ministries out of Nebraska City, Nebraska. I'm your hostess, Cheryl Fisher. My co-hostess is Lily from Texas. You want to say hi, Lily?
Yes, hi. Anxious to get into this tonight.
You're what?
Anxious to get into this tonight.
Oh, praise God. Me too. May God have his way. Lily has a program on Blog Talk also, and her name on there is SarahLee144. Okay, during these programs, what I want to do is share with you some of the treasures that I found during my treasure hunt into the Word of God and some of the miracles I've seen along the way. Tonight, we are going to be discussing a hot topic, and that is the tribulation. Will we be here during the tribulation? And when is the rapture supposed to take place? Okay, but before we get into that, I want to open this up with prayer. And to do that, what I like to do is first ask the Lord to cleanse me from all my sins so that His Spirit is free to flow through me. If we have sins, they can get in the way of the free movement of the Spirit of God. And so I like to pray from the scriptures themselves in order to do this, because the Word of God is our intercessor. It is our doorway into the Father. And so if He's going to hear us, we need to go through the Word of God in order to get to Him. And so what I would like to do tonight is pray the Lord's Prayer. I try to switch off so it's not the same thing every time. Lord, I want to thank you first for this time to minister to your people. And I ask you, Lord, to receive these words for your glory from your servant. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Hey, Lee, if you could, maybe you could mute your mic while you're typing. Otherwise, it'll come out on the recording, huh?
I'm not typing.
Oh,
oops. And I don't have a mic.
Okay, somebody's typing.
Okay, sorry.
I hear typing anyway, and I'm not doing it. I know I'm not. Maybe my cat missed me out there. Out there jumping on the keys on the computer. I don't know. Anyway, praise God anyhow. Okay, let's see. Lord, I ask you to go out, and let me see. Somebody's hollering at me on Skype. Oh, somebody's confessing on Skype. There was somebody talking. It was Mike. Mike did it. Okay, Lord, I ask you to go out into the airwaves, and I ask you, Lord, to draw in whoever it is that you want to hear this teaching tonight. And, Lord, I ask you to draw into the archives later whoever it is that you want to be able to hear this teaching, Lord. But before you do, Lord, I ask you to prepare their hearts. I ask you to open up hearts and minds to truth and absolutely nothing less than truth, Lord. I ask that your words prick our hearts, not mine, but yours, Lord, and that you bring forth what you want us to understand from your word tonight. May your will be done, not mine, not anybody else's here, but your perfect will, Lord. I ask you to soften the hearts so that they can receive from your word what they need to receive from it, Lord, and that your truth will come forth no matter how, whether we agree with it or not, but that your perfect truth will come forth here tonight. In Jesus' name, I thank you. Amen. Okay, let's just jump right in. Hey, Grok, I see ya. I didn't see you a little bit ago. Praise God. I was looking for Grok. Praise God. Okay, we are going to start this out in Deuteronomy 4, verse 23. This study is basically on the word tribulation. The study was done first by looking up the word tribulation all the way through the Bible. I did this study to show whether we will be here for the tribulation or not. If I want to know about a doctrine, instead of going to man, what I like to do is go to the Word of God. If you want to know when the tribulation is going to take place, look it up, and look it up in the Word of God. Don't go to commentaries. Don't go to anything else, but go to the Word of God and search it out. Okay, Deuteronomy 4, verse 23. Take heed unto yourselves, lest you forget the covenant of the Lord your God, which he made with you. Somebody's typing again. Made with you a graven image. Let's see. Which he made with you and make you a graven image. Forgive me, Lord. Or the likeness of anything which the Lord thy God hath forbidden thee. For the Lord thy God is a consuming fire, even a jealous God. And guys, if I miss anything in the chat that you think I should pick up, please interrupt me, okay? If there's a question or anything that I happen to miss, one of you guys, would you please let me know? Okay, for the Lord your God, for the Lord thy God is a consuming fire, even a jealous God. When thou shalt beget children and children's children, and ye shall have remained long in the land, and shall corrupt yourselves. Notice it says, corrupt yourselves. We do this to ourselves. We're the ones that allow the corruption to come in. And it says, and make a graven image or the likeness of anything, and shall do evil in the sight of the Lord thy God to provoke him to anger. The evil of our ways is what provokes God to anger. Verse 26 says, I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day that ye shall soon utterly perish from off the land whereunto ye go over Jordan to possess it. Ye shall not prolong your days upon it, but shall utterly be destroyed. Okay, who is it that is talked about here that is going to perish from off the land? But the disobedient. Okay, And it says, they shall be utterly destroyed. And that's off of the Lord's land. Okay, verse 27 says, and the Lord shall scatter you among the nations, and ye shall be left few in number among the heathen, whither the Lord shall lead you. And there ye shall serve gods, the work of men's hands, wood and stone, which neither see nor hear nor eat nor smell. Okay, they turn their back on God, and the result of that is they end up serving other gods instead. Verse 29, but if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him. If thou seek him with all thine heart and with all thy soul, when thou art in tribulation and all these things are come upon thee, even in the latter days, if thou turn to the Lord thy God and shalt be obedient unto his voice, for the Lord thy God is a merciful God, he will not forsake thee, neither destroy thee, nor forget the covenant of thy fathers, which he sware unto them. That is, even when tribulation has come upon them, if they repent, then they will be forgiven. But they have to turn from their evil ways as well. Judges 10, verse 10. And the children of Israel cried unto the Lord, saying, we have sinned against thee, both because we have forsaken our God, and also served Balaam. And the Lord said unto the children of Israel, did not I deliver you from the Egyptians, and from the Amorites, from the children of Ammon, and from the Philistines, the Zidonians also, and the Amalekites, and the Maonites, I think that's how it's pronounced, did oppress you, and ye cried to me, and I delivered you out of their hand, yet ye have forsaken me, and served other gods. Wherefore, I will deliver you no more. There comes a time when God will not deliver us any longer when we continue in sin. Verse 14. Go and cry unto the gods which ye have chosen. Let them deliver you in the time of your tribulation. And the children of Israel said unto the Lord, we have sinned. Do thou unto us whatever seemeth good unto thee. Deliver us only, we pray thee, this day. And they put away the strange gods from among them and served the Lord. And his soul was grieved for the misery of Israel. From this scripture, you see that deliverance was needed in their time of tribulation. 1 Samuel 10, verse 17 is the next verse we're going to go to. Lee, I'm getting some background noise. Is that you, possibly?
Unless it's me breathing in the phone.
It sounds like something moving. A lot of this will actually end up being on a radio station later, so I need to hold the noise down as much as possible. If there's any way you can mute it or move your microphone back or something, it would be great.
I'm not making any noise.
Okay.
It's not breathing. But I'm going to move the phone away from my mouth because I don't have a way to mute it.
Okay. All right. 1 Samuel 10, verse 17. And Samuel called the people together unto the Lord to Mizpah and said unto the children of Israel, thus saith the Lord, God of Israel, I brought up Israel out of Egypt. These words are very important to you, okay? It says, I brought up Israel out of Egypt and delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians and out of the hand of all kingdoms and of them that oppressed you. The reason this is so important is because this is a type and a shadow for the final Passover. Verse 19, and ye have this day rejected your God, who himself saved you out of all your adversities and your tribulations. And ye have said unto him, Nay, but set a king over us. Now therefore present yourselves before the Lord by your tribes and by your thousands. Matthew 13, verse 30. But he that received the seed in the stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it. Yet hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended. Okay, this verse tells us very clearly that tribulation and persecution can come to us because of the word of God. Because the enemy does not want the word of God being loosed out into the world, okay? And so he can persecute us and put us through tribulation. Now, tribulation can come not only from disobedience, but it can also come from the other side because of obedience, okay? Verse 24 says, Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, The kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. This is what has happened in the church. The tares are sown among the wheat. They're sown right along beside the children of God. The enemy has put his people in there right along with us. And that's why we have to have discernment. We need to know whether these spirits are active round about us or not. Verse 37 says, He answered and said unto them, He that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom. But the tares are the children of the wicked one. So right there you see the picture. The wicked one has his children, and they're right amongst the wheat, which is the good seed, the children of the kingdom. Verse 39 says, The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. Okay, let's go back on that. Verse 39, the enemy that sowed them is the devil. The next words are critical in our understanding of the rapture and the things that are taught a lot of times in the church. The harvest is the end of the world. It doesn't say the end of the earth. It says the end of the world. And if you look up the word world through the scriptures, a lot of times it's like we are in the world, but we're not of the world. Okay, it's a different picture. This is the end of the devil and his reign that this is talking about. It says the harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of the world, of this world. Notice the words, this world. Okay, the Bible talks about when the flood came, that it was the end of that present world. Okay? Each time this happens, it's the end of what was happening there. God sent the flood to wash the sin away. Okay, so it says, so shall it be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather. Notice every single word in this scripture. Okay, this is critical. And they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend. There is a gathering this talks about, and it's gathering all things that offend, and it also calls this world at this point in time his kingdom. Okay, let's back it up. Verse 40. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. So it's talking about this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. As the darkness is removed, the light shines brighter. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. Okay, it's the tares that are removed. They are gathered and burned in the fire first. Okay, verse 49 says, so shall it be in the end of this world, in the end of the world. The angels shall come forth. So this is another witness. The angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just. If the wicked are getting severed, they're getting taken out. Verse 50, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Matthew 24, verse 1. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to shew him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily, I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. Now get the picture of man's things. Those stones are going to get thrown down, just like the devil gets cast out of heaven. This is the picture I want you to see. God is going to throw down everything that is not of him. He's going to cut them off. He's going to gather them out of his kingdom. He is claiming his land back. See, the earth and total dominion of the earth was given to us by God. Well, the devil came in and stole that land away from God. He stole us from God because of our disobedience and our obedience to the lies of the devil. Because the devil won us through our disobedience, everything we owned came to him as his property. He won all of our dominion he got unto himself. Well, as God brings us back to his kingdom through the power of the blood of the Lamb of God, we get dominion back. But we must take that land back through the Spirit of God, because the price of his blood was paid for that kingdom and for us. Okay. Matthew 24, verse 1. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple. Okay, wait a minute. I already read that. Verse 2. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privily, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? There it is again, the end of the world. In the other scripture it said the end of this world. Okay, verse 4 says, and Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. Okay, right here he's trying to warn us that according to what he's saying here, there's going to be some that's going to try to deceive us out of believing what his word says. Verse 13 says, but he that shall endure unto the end. This is all still talking about the same picture, okay? This is the end of the world. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Until the gospel is preached unto all nations, the end cannot possibly come. And it's not talking about man's gospel. It's talking about the true word of God. Okay, verse 15. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. Verse 21. For then, this is after this happens, it says in verse 21, for then shall be great tribulation. Okay, the word great tribulation is in this verse. Such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time. No, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Okay, so right there it shows the elect are still here. Okay, a lot of people say the elect are just the Jews. Okay, verse 23. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe him not. So the end is not come yet. Christ hasn't come back for his church yet, but yet it's talking about the great tribulation. It says in verse 23, then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe them not. For there shall arise false Christ. That's when the lies start coming forth. It says false Christ and false prophets. And shall shew great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers. Believe it not. Now notice, this is all after the great tribulation, because in verse 21 it says, for then shall be great tribulation. And this other stuff comes after the great tribulation has already started. That's when the false Christ start coming forth, big time. Okay, verse 25. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers. Believe it not. Yeah, if you're having problem with sound, just refresh. Blog Talk a lot of times has problems in that way. Hopefully that'll help. Okay, behold, he is in the secret chambers. Believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Notice this is all after this great tribulation has already started. And that's the tribulation that it was not since the beginning of the world to this time. Okay? So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. The next verse is critical again. Actually, every word of God is critical. The next verse, verse 29, says, immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars of heaven, the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. The powers of the heavens haven't even been shaken yet. It's after the tribulation, after the tribulation of those days. That's when the sun gets darkened. That's when the moon doesn't give its light anymore, okay? And that's when the stars fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then, that four-letter word, that's big time here. It says, and then shall appear. This is after the sun's been darkened, and after the moon shall not give her light, and after the stars fall from heaven. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. This is all after all of this other. Okay? In Mark, you see a very similar account of the order of things pertaining to the Great Tribulation. And it's when Jesus Christ comes back, that's when he destroys the wicked. That's when the wicked are plucked up, because the judgment has started. Okay, Mark 13, verse 19. For in those days shall be affliction, such as was not from the beginning of the creation which God created unto this time, neither shall be. And except that the Lord hath had shortened those days, no flesh should be saved. In the other one, it talked about the elect. But for the elect's sake, whom he hath chosen. Okay, now right here it shows you who the elect are. They are the chosen of God. Okay, it's not just Jews. They are the chosen of God. The elect's sake, whom he hath chosen, he hath shortened the days. And then if any man shall say to you, lo, here is Christ, or lo, he is there, believe him not. For false Christ and false prophets shall rise and shew signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible. See, they're trying to fool us through this whole thing. To seduce, if it were possible. And who's the seductor? It's the serpent in the Garden of Eden. And he does it with lies, okay? To seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. But take ye heed, behold, I have foretold you all things. But in those days, notice the next words here, after that tribulation, it's after that tribulation, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light. Here's another witness. And the stars of heaven shall fall, and the powers that are in heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And then shall he send his angels. Okay, here you're getting a little bit more of the picture, because this shows you when the gathering takes place. And then, and it's all after, the sun and the moon have their thing, okay? And the powers of heaven have been shaken. And then shall he send his angels and shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from the uttermost part of the earth to the uttermost part of heaven. So right here, that gathering is not just in heaven, because before it said in the kingdom of God is not only in heaven, but he's claiming the land back as well. Because it says, shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from the uttermost part of the earth to the uttermost part of heaven. So those elect, they're in both places. And he's going to gather the living and the dead at this point, okay? John 16, verse 33, okay? Patriot Greg said, correct, the church will be on earth during the tribulation. Well, that's what scriptures say. And if we don't believe the word of God, then we don't believe God. John 16, verse 33. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. We have tribulation every day in the world. You know, whether it be with our health or with persecution or whatever. Acts 14, verse 21. And when they had preached the gospel to that city and had taught many, they returned again to Lystra and to Iconium and to and Antioch, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must. It doesn't say we might or we can or it could happen to us. But this scripture says, and that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. you see here, we must go through much tribulation in order to enter God's kingdom. Okay, Patriot Greg wrote, right? I cannot understand how so many preachers and evangelists teach about pre-trib rapture. You know, well, we're not going to get into that. We're just going to let the Word of God say what it's supposed to say. Okay, Revival Fire, how come you got error written in there? Or should I ask? Okay, Romans 2:4. Or despise thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. Okay, I got to see how much time. Oh, we got lots of time. Okay. But after thy hardness and impenitent heart, treasures up to unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God. Notice the day of wrath, oh, praise God, is also, and I didn't have that till just now, Lord, just give me that. It says, treasures up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God. It's the same day. Praise God. The day of wrath is also the same day of the righteous judgment of God, because when the righteous judgment of God comes forth, his wrath comes forth at the same time. Praise God. Because the judgment, it judges the enemies and it burns them up. Praise the Lord. Verse 6. Who will render to every man according to his deeds, to them who by patient continuance and well-doing. Okay, so we're still here because we're still being patient, right? Okay. To them who by patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation, and wrath. And this is all at the same time. Okay, we'll leave that one. Praise God. I'm reading stuff in the chat and deciding which should come out, which shouldn't. All right. But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation, and wrath, tribulation, okay, this is all at the same time, anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first. Oops, I guess that doesn't mean that the Jew is left, huh? Of the Jew first. I didn't get that one before either. And also of the Gentile. But glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first and also to the Gentile. Okay, now we're going to go to Psalm 91 for another picture. And I got to pull it up here. Sorry. Praise God. Oh, I love these programs on my computer. All right. He that dwelleth, this is Psalms 91, verse 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall, notice the secret place. That's where God teaches us and keeps us safe. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. When we're in him, he is hiding us from the wrath. He covers us. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. It says fortress. It's like being in a fort. You're protected. It's like the Israelites were in their houses when the death angel passed over and took all of the Egyptian firstborn. That's a study we really need to get into, because the Lord started showing me some stuff the other day while we were doing Bible study on that. It's pretty cool. Okay, back to it. Verse 3, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Deliverance doesn't mean that you're gone. Verse 4, he shall cover thee. See, here it's talking about deliverance, and then the very next verse says, he shall cover thee with his feathers. There's our protection, like the hen protects her chicks. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. He's our shield. He comes round about us to protect us from the enemy. It says, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield. Why do we need a shield? If we're out of here, we wouldn't still need a shield. But he is there to protect us during it all. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. Notice it's at our side. It's while we're here. This is happening all around us. It says, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. That's why we have the shield of the Lord. There was a time one time when I went to pray over some land, I felt that shield. I knew that if a nuclear bomb dropped on my head at that moment, it would not have touched me. It could not have touched me. It couldn't have got through that shield. That shield actually sealed down into the ground as I was walking. I could feel it move with me. That is the power of God. It doesn't matter what's going on round about us. God is perfectly able to keep us through it all. And we are not appointed to wrath, but he saves us through it. Okay, 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. It doesn't mean we're gone while this is happening. We're right there because the next verse tells us we're there. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. This is talking about the wrath of God coming down. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague. That's what happened in the Passover, was the plagues came down. The death angel came. In the final Passover, there's more plagues that's going to come. But we have a habitation. We're going to hide in the house that God has provided for us. We are going to be underneath of his feathers. And he is going to protect us. We don't have to be gone. And in fact, it brings him more glory if we are here while this is happening. Because it sets a difference between the holy and the profane. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. It's the enemy that gets taken out of here, not us. This land belongs to us. And God's coming back to claim it. And us, right along with him. It says, let's see, where was I? You lost my place. Okay, they shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. We get the privilege of this happening. We're the ones that execute the judgment written. This honor have all his saints. I think it says in Psalms 149 or 150. I'll have to look that one up because I don't want to misquote. Lord, forgive me if I did. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. He's going to be dust under our feet. We're going to stomp on him. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Four translations, oh Lord. Okay. All right. Let's see. Romans. Let's see. No, wait a minute. Revelation 3, verse 10. What was that other one that I was going to look up? I've already forgot.
Oh, Psalms 149 or 50?
Yeah. Okay. I think it's 149. Haha. 149 verse 6, let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron. Now watch the next part of this verse. To execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all his saints. So the saints are here because they're executing the judgment. Praise you, the Lord. Okay, now we're going to go to Revelation 3. Oh, I think I'm running out of time. Oh, I got 14 minutes. Okay. Revelation 3. This one talks about the hour of temptation. Okay, I got to get there. So I don't have this already written down. Revelation 3, verse 10. In fact, let's back it up to verse 9. I'm missing everything in the chat room. What's going on? No arguing yet? Praise God. I don't see any. Grock's laughing. Uh-oh, he must have did something bad. All right. Revelation 3, verse 9. I got to watch Grock. I don't know about him. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not. This revival is all good here. Okay. Hey, no arguing. Praise God. Thanks, Grog, for the update. Grok, I'm sorry. It's not Grog. All right. Revelation 3:9. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet. And know that I have loved thee, because thou hast kept the word of my patience. Listen to this close, guys, because this is what gets us through this. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world. And here's the purpose of it. To try them that dwell upon the earth. I'll take a call just as soon as I finish with this, if I have time. Sorry, Christo. Christo? Yeah, it's Christo. Okay. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I will also keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them. That's the whole purpose of this. It's to try them that dwell upon the earth. And then right after that, he says, behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. It's the men that try to take it from us. Okay, Romans 5:1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein ye stand. And rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations, in them, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. Romans 8:35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation? Can't. Or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. 2 Corinthians 1:3. Oh, I got a call. Oh, my goodness, I got two calls. Let me see if I need to get the rest of this out. Okay. I'll take the calls. Let's see what's going on. Hi. I'm taking two calls at once. I got two people on here. Whoever wants to talk, jump in.
Hi. This is Crystal calling in. God bless. How's everybody doing?
We're doing great. Praise the Lord. In the Lord we are anyway. Hi, Crystal.
Amen. Amen. That scripture that you brought up about the Jews and them being a synagogue of Satan, that is extremely powerful. And I'm going to probably have to keep watching your show and call it the next time to talk about it a little more. But basically, I don't really know if I haven't been keeping up, but the Holy Ghost has revealed to me what the mark of the beast is. And it's just to put it simply, you know, the supposed Star of David, I'm sure you're familiar that wasn't implemented by Yahweh. That wasn't something that is scriptural. It was basically
maybe called the Star of Remphan.
Yeah. Remphan, exactly. If you look at the North Pole of Saturn, you'll see it. You'll see a hexagram. Go check it out on Google. It's very interesting.
Yeah.
And basically, the Star of David is just basically a symbol for Satan. And it's actually a 2D representation of a cube. And if you go into Google and also look at the UN prayer room, you'll see that there's also a cube, a black cube in their prayer room, which is representative of Satan. This is on the back of the dollar bill. The thing that people think is a pyramid, it's not a pyramid at all. It's actually a cube. It just depends on the perspective you're looking at it. It's a cube with a Luciferian eye above it. And basically what the mark of the beast is, Revelations talks about the mark being in their foreheads. A lot of people think the mark of the beast is going to be a tattoo or a microchip in the hand or a chip in the forehead. It's nothing like that. It has to do with the pineal gland that's in the brain. It has to do with false illumination that people are basically going to accept and be deceived into. Yes. And all this stuff is going to start to break loose, and praise God that we've been introduced into true divinity, and that's only through Jesus Christ. Not that we're not gods. We're by no means gods. We're by no means righteous. It's only His righteousness, and it's only by grace that we were saved. And just praise the Lord that we have Blog Talk Radio being such an incredible resource that we can be comforted by our mutual faith. And I think things are going to get pretty bad, but we have some time to prepare, and we have some time. The ministries on Blog Talk Radio are just phenomenal. They are fantastic. And it's getting me excited because, you know, there's this time of tribulation coming up, but we don't really understand what's going to go on. But I tell you what, there's amazing things happening in the body of Christ. And I think for all of us, I know we're kind of stuck in this phase of just expecting really things to get really bad. But for the people of the body of Christ, it's going to be an amazing time of victory for us. Praise God.
Yes, absolutely. Beyond any shadow of a doubt. And I wanted to say, I really appreciate your ministry. I heard you one time on, I think it was on Bam's program, and somebody had come in on the phone, and the Spirit of God was using you so powerfully, and I just wanted to say I really appreciate
what you're
doing for the Lord. It was pretty obvious. I've got another caller.
Yes. God bless.
Okay, you can stay on the line. I've got another caller. I just want to say hi to them and give them a chance to say something.
Sure thing.
Okay, who we got?
Hello, Cheryl. Robert.
Hello, you're on
Scott.
The line.
Can you hear me?
Hi, Robert Scott. Yes,
how
sir,
are you,
I
Cheryl?
Can.
I just wanted
I'm doing
to say,
wonderful.
I wanted to say God bless you. You did a wonderful job.
Well, hopefully the Lord did. And I just yielded.
You summed it up succinctly, simply, and perfectly.
Well, I hope so. It was kind of hard. You know, because you don't know who's going to come in the room. You don't know what's going to go on, especially with a topic like this. You don't know. And
right.
So you just try to let the Lord lead you through. So thank you very much for those words. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome,
sister. Who are you on Blog Talk? What's your name on Blog Talk?
Snake Chaser. You know me.
Oh, hey, okay. I don't remember names very well.
Oh, that's
well,
okay.
Great. I'm glad to have you on here. I hear you quite a bit, guys.
Have you been listening?
I don't think you've been on this show.
What do you think?
I heard you tonight on another program.
What did you think of that?
Was it Thinking Theology?
Oh,
or was
that,
it the other night?
That was a
I heard you on somebody's program.
CatCar9 is the user's name. They were definitely preaching a New Age other gospel Jesus.
No, I heard you on somebody else's program. I don't think it was Thinking Theology. I think it was somebody else.
Oh, I talked quick with the girls from Common Sense, Army Girl for Christ, and Unituber, but that was this afternoon.
Okay, no, I think it was the other night. But I've heard you on programs before. I know I have.
Any critiques?
I've seen you in chat a lot of times.
Yeah, any critiques for me? If I step out of line, you better come get me quick.
Uh-oh. I kind of do that anyway.
Okay, so I'm looking for you to correct me if...
Lee's over there laughing. She knows me.
Well, I'm giving you an open invite to come chew me out if I say anything wrong.
Hey, it goes the other way too, because
me too.
We are commanded to wash one another's feet, and if we're not willing to reprove, rebuke, and exhort, we're not worthy of the kingdom.
Amen.
Exactly.
But we need to do it in the Spirit of God, and we need to speak the word, because the word is what executes the judgment written.
Exactly.
The word of God is what pricks the hearts. It's not us. It's not us beating them over the head or anything else. It's just speaking God's word and letting him use us to wash their feet. And that's what we're supposed to do.
Amen.
And I pray that anybody out there, if you see me teaching something that is off, I beg you, please tell me. And not only that, but if you don't tell me, my soul's blood can be on your hands. Okay,
I've never heard you ever stray from what's clearly printed in the scripture. So
I hope not.
No, you haven't.
Tell me if I do.
I would tell you. You know my reputation. I would tell you right away.
Okay. All right. Well, praise God. I'm glad to hear it.
Have a blessed night. Thank you for doing what you do. Today was a great program.
Well, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Anybody got anything else they want to jump in here with? Revival Fire, are you there, Lee?
Yeah, I'm right here. You hit the nail right on the head, and it was delivered in love.
I hope so. Oh, Grok says, except when she advocates using the Living Bible. Excuse me, my Bible is alive, and it's not called the Living Bible. I use the King James only, Minister Grok.
Spank him.
He's getting it. One of these days, he's going to change Bibles. Did you know that?
He's going to burn them.
Yeah, he is.
He's probably already changed, surely.
No, he's still kind of rebellious.
I threw my Living Bible away, golly, probably 15 years ago or more.
Hey, let me tell you, Grok, before we get off here, we got 1 minute left. We got about a minute left. Let me tell you, Grok, every single person that comes to Bible study here, that we have Bible studies through our through Skype and stuff, we do internet Bible studies, every single one of us were in bad Bibles at one point. And believe it or not, we're going to convince you. If you stick around, we're going to convince you.
That's right.
Yeah.
You stick around the pond, you'll slip in.
Praise God. God is good, isn't he? I love you all. Thank you all for being here. I love you so much. And here's a great big hug. You just picture it, okay? I'm wrapping my arms around each and every one of you and squeezing tight. Love you. Bye-bye.
Love you too. Bye.
Amen. Love you, sis.
I love you too. Grok stuck in NIV. Bad Grok. It's called the New Ignorant Version.
In my own doubts and fears, through every pain.
and every
he needs to be on one of those Bible studies before we go over all the scriptures. Compare.
Who's been faithful to me. When my strength was all gone, when my heart had no song, still in love, he proved faithful to me. Every word he's promised is true, and what I thought seems so impossible, I've seen my God do.
We're still on.
There we go.
If you guys got anything more, we can keep going or whatever you want. It doesn't.
I've got one thing.
Okay, go ahead.
You're teaching this evening.
And we are still on the air.
Yes.
Okay.
Your teaching this evening was right by the Word of God, and I tell you, it was so, like Snake Chaser said, Robert, that it's so plain that it was so, but see, it's so hidden to the ones that are preaching this garbage that is out here. They're deceived. And plainly, it is scripturally been brought out this evening that debunks this whole thing.
Yeah. Well, that's just it. You know, that's why we need to do these word studies. If you actually study, you'll know the truth.
Amen.
Instead of believing what's being preached behind the pulpit or whatever, we need to be in the Word of God.
Yes.
We need to prove all things ourselves.
Yes, and also you get that revelation of God's Word when you do that study. Instead of just reading the Word, you get the Holy Ghost teaching you,
yeah,
as he taught you and me through this study again this evening.
Amen, amen. And we have to pay attention to every single word.
Amen. And the people don't realize what they heard tonight, they're now held accountable.
Ouch. That's rock, too.
Well, I just thought I'd state that because we're into the archives. You know, the people that were listening, following along, we're all held accountable now.
Yeah, on a more serious note, you bet.
That's right.
So if we rebel against what has been heard, and, you know, if you don't believe it, go back and listen again.
That's right.
And open up your Bibles and follow those scriptures, you know. And if you are in one of the other versions other than the King James Bible, you're not going to get the same picture. It's gone. It's not there. And that's why it's so important to use the King James Bible, because the patterns are all there. All of these scriptures, as you've seen tonight, they all fit together. But if you use other versions, they'll use one word in one place and another word in another place where it should be the same word, and so the pattern's gone.
That's right.
You know, I don't know of what they do to the word tribulation, but that would be something to get into. You know, Crystal mentioned the mark of the beast, and
can you elaborate on that?
Not without a teaching. I know what it is. God has shown me what it is, but maybe we'll do that next week.
Can I just ask one question on that? And he touched the very. I believe somebody that might have came in late, and we just touch on that because it's not the mark. As everybody wants it to be, as a chip or this other, what you said and he said is exactly what it is.
Well, when you see what the mark of God is,
yes,
you'll know what the mark of the beast is.
Exactly. And I'm sure you're going to have a teaching upon this.
I might do that next week. I don't know.
I know.
It's kind of pushing me in that direction.
I know with the archives now, I'm going to be sending this out to a lot of people. I am. I'm just going to do it, you know, in love. I'm saying you need to read it, listen to it, and have an open spirit about it, and don't have a mindset, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of this is doctrinal issue garbage we're dealing with.
Well, there's a whole bunch of it that I didn't get a chance to get into at all. And in fact, I had another whole page here that really needed to get into. And the word rapture, that's not even the right word.
No, it's caught up, isn't it?
Well, caught up is part of it, but translated is the main word. Because we want to end up like Enoch and Elijah.
Right.
And if you do a study on the word translated, you're going to see something completely different. And,
right.
In fact, next week I might even finish up this study and get into that.
Yeah, part two.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I've got to wait and see what the Lord wants me to do on it. But there's so much more with this gathering in the clouds that people do not see. And the main reason people don't see is because they're not seeing from the Spirit of God's perspective. They're looking from their flesh, and they need to – our flesh is supposed to die so that we can see God. So if we're looking from our flesh eyes, there's no way we're going to have the understanding of God. We've got to see things from His perspective, and He is the Spirit.
Can I ask one other question?
Sure.
Do you believe it is because it's a denominational belief that they don't want to look at this?
Some of it is. Some of it's just flesh. But if you think about it, if you admit that what you've been taught is wrong in the church, you're also admitting that your grandmother, your grandfather,
come on,
if they were raised in the church, might not be with God.
Come on.
And so a lot of times people don't want to receive truth because then it's going to show them that their very own parents, their own pastor, may have sent people to hell.
Yes, and also you touched on it this evening, I believe, and I have on my shows, the disobedient will not enter into the kingdom of God.
That's the whole key. You know,
it's
not just believing, but you have to believe enough to do it.
Yeah, because the devils believe.
Yep.
But
and tremble.
Yeah.
But they don't obey. They rebel.
Exactly.
There's the key. You know, you can believe all you want, but and you know, people say, well, if I believe, you know, I'm saved. If you believe what? That the book was propped open? You know, or your mom gave birth to you? What exactly are you believing? You can be believing that the devil is king. Does that mean that you're going to go to heaven?
That's right. Come on.
You know, seriously. And it talks about all the different Christs, all the different Jesuses. Which Jesus are we believing in? Are we believing in the true one, or are we believing in the one that our mom might have taught us? Or that, you know, that the guy down the street might have taught us? You know, our mom might have taught us the right Jesus. Praise God if she did.
You know, and I believe also, not to take it away from this subject, but it all ties in with this subject, that it says we're dealing with a spiritual kingdom, you know, and it's a spiritual thing here. But, you know, people have wanted to make it a tangible thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's all I've got.
Amen. Well, the kingdom, the land is the souls.
Exactly.
I know. It's like if you look at where He planted the seed, we are the garden of God.
Yeah.
And He plants His seed in our heart, and it springs up into everlasting life. We become like the tree of life, and it's sprung up all within us. We become that watered garden through the Word of God, being watering that seed.
Uh-huh.
Oh, praise God. All right, I'm going to get teaching something else if we keep going. Lee knows how I can get off.
Me too.
Well, me too. One question leads to another.
Yeah.
Amen. God is so good.
That's how we learn.
Amen.
Here I was all ready for all kinds of battles tonight, and it didn't come. Praise God.
Well, the Lord had it. He had it all taken care of, sister.
Amen.
And because these archives will, and I will be pumping them out. I'm telling you that right now.
Well, praise God.
I'll say this. and I'll be done. Right a second, but...
Think you'll be done?
Yeah, I think I'll be done for just a second. You know, we've got to, like you said, be bringing this truth out. Be the watch women and men upon the wall like you did tonight, sis. It's got to come forth to all these people to set these people free to this bondage that they're in.
We either believe what the Word of God says or we don't.
Come on.
And if we don't, then we're believing what the enemy is telling us.
Right. Doubt and unbelief's in there.
And that's what the enemy wants. He wants us to spend eternity with him. We're either part of the body of Jesus Christ or we're part of his body. We can't serve two masters.
Come on.
One is going to be our master and going to rule over us.
Yes, and I want it to be the king, our king.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, I suppose unless you guys got something else you want to throw out here.
I'm got it all out.
Thank you guys, both of you.
Oh, I sure do appreciate you two women of God.
Sorry I got hard on you about the
I didn't say anything. I
boo-booed. I made a boo-boo.
Yeah, it was Mike Lee. It wasn't.
It was me clicking on the keyboard, pecking away.
Oh. Sometimes I would do that, and I didn't realize it would, you know, be so loud. But it does get loud.
Well, yeah. I'm hoping I'm going to be able to turn this into some programs. The yoga teaching has really had an awful lot of hits. I think it's got over 40 in the archives right now. And that was only a week ago. Yeah. So I'm hoping that I can pull these out and edit when I have time and actually put them over the airwaves. I mean, on the regular radio, you know, throughout this part of the country.
Yeah.
So I already
did
that.
Real good.
I did that with the Wicked Religion one. In fact, it's playing, the part two is playing this weekend in this area. And then in a month or so, it'll be playing up in Omaha, in the Omaha area. So, praise
Amen.
God. Get it
you know,
hard.
I know you don't have much time, but why don't you have that ready to sometimes give that link so the people in that area can see it?
What do you mean?
You know, your TV or radio links.
Oh, gosh. I never seem to have time. Well, I can...
Well,
I
just
can
put it on the website.
Yeah, I really should. I can throw some of that out right now. The programs, the teachings that you hear on Blog Talk, they're going to be a little bit different on the television and the radio stations because of such a lack of time. I have to bring them together. It's so awesome doing it on Blog Talk because I can take a 20-minute teaching and I can spread it out to a whole hour. And so it allows the Lord to get in there and expound upon it so the picture gets a whole lot clearer. But I do have teachings on my website at www.jcovercomersministries.com. I have teachings on the YouTube site, which is youtube.com/NC, as in Nebraska City, Overcomers. And then the television station, I have four television programs every weekend on Sundays. They're half-hour television programs, and they're on Sundays, I think from like 11:30. I got two or three of them in a row, and then I've got one that I think is at 7 or 7:30. I got so much stuff going, I can't keep track. Anyways, that's on Cox Cable, COXCABLE. I think is how you spell cable. Anyways, Cox Cable out of Omaha, Nebraska. And it was supposed to be mainly for that area, but what the Lord has done is some people that I know in Louisiana and North Carolina have seen the programs in those states, and so we don't know where all it goes. You know, a lot of these stations, they'll farm out the programming to stations that don't have fill-in time, that they've got a lot of time, but they don't have material to fill in, and so they'll kind of sell the programming back and forth. And in fact, over satellite, I was told in Syracuse, Nebraska, that on satellite television, they saw some of my programs, and they're all at different times. These were like 2 o'clock in the morning, and normally they're during the day on Sunday. But so there's the Cox Cable. If you have Cox Cable, one of the programs is called Breaking Bread. Another one is Bible Time with Mrs. B, and that's a puppet program for children. I have Ye Shall Know Them by Their Fruit is another program. And let's see, By the Word of Their Testimony. And I want to encourage you, that program I wanted to dedicate basically to people giving their testimonies. And what I like to do for people is take their testimony down and I type it up and then put pictures or whatever in the background that they like. And then I actually turn their testimony into a DVD that they can actually give out to others. And so if you've got a good testimony, and it better be true, it better be able to be checked out, okay? Because I don't want to put anything out there that's not of God. If you have a testimony, I would love to put together a DVD. There's a lady that was aborted as a child, and I'd like to put together a DVD with her testimony sometime. If you have miracles that the Lord has done for you, I would love to put together a testimony, or just a lifelong battle with the enemy, and you've got a story that you'd like to get out there that's going to touch hearts, I would be more than happy if you type it up for me. I've got it. You can get a hold of me at jcoverkommersministries@yahoo.com. Write to me, and I'll tell you how many words needs to be in it, and I'll put it together for you. You just type it all out for me and send it to me, and I'll put it together. You give me some pictures that you would like in the background, or I can come up with some stuff on my own, and I'll put together a testimony for you, and you can actually hand that testimony out to other people. And I don't charge to do it. I will give you a DVD, a free DVD of the testimony, and then you can take that and you can make copies, do whatever you want to with it from there. It will belong to you. Okay, I got off on that. Okay, the radio stations. I've got programs on KNCY out of Nebraska City, Nebraska, and at 1600, I think it's 100.3 FM and 1600 AM, I think it is. That's KNCY. The other one is KCRO 660 out of Omaha, Nebraska, and that's KCRO AM. And that one is on Sunday evenings, I think at 5:35. I can't remember. I'd have to get my papers out. I don't have very good memory.
Which one are the other ones on?
KNCY.
In Nebraska.
The KNCY one, now that goes all the way down to St. Joe, Missouri.
Uh-huh.
You can hear it all the way probably up to Omaha, but I have heard it all the way down to St. Joe, Missouri. So, you know, we're talking hundreds of miles. And that's on the AM and FM side both. I don't know if they both stretch out the same amount or not, but that one is the first 3 Sundays of every month at 8:30 to 8:35 in the morning, and it's a half-hour program. It starts somewhere between 8:30 and 8:35. Sometimes they get advertisements and stuff in there, and so it gets off a little bit. But that one is not streamed. The KCRO 660 one is actually streamed out of Omaha, and you can actually get that one and listen to the program over the Internet. But you can get these teachings through the Internet, too, through my website or YouTube or here on Blog Talk. You know, get into the archives. The best teachings, in my view, that you're going to hear are the Blog Talk ones because they're more spirit-led.
Good.
You know, the Lord led me to type out the programs. That's one thing. But here, he adds to them as I'm going through them. And so the very best ones, the best teachings in my view, are the ones here on Blog Talk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's my advertisement.
Okay.
See why I've never taken the time to do that on the other?
Yeah. Well, actually, I thought about that recently, and I thought you could put that on your website somewhere, stick it in, and not have to bring it up. And that way, you know, people can, they can ask, or at least they'll know they're already on TV programs.
Yeah. And not only that, but all of this is done on disability income. Those television shows, that's a miracle in itself. The churches wouldn't let me teach. And we'll just put her right over the air. they wouldn't let me teach. And I spent an awful lot of years crying because I knew what God was giving me and I knew how desperately it needed to be out there. Because if people don't have the truth, the Bible says the leaders of this people cause them to err, and they that are led of them are destroyed. And the truth is what makes us free. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And so as the Lord started revealing to me a lot of the doctrines in the churches that are causing people to burn in hell, you know, it was very heavy. And the more he started showing me, the heavier it got. Because all I could think of was that, you know, why are you showing me this if you're not giving me a way to get it out? And so I spent many years in tears. And I would have settled for just a little tiny group, you know, of maybe 10 people to share with, just as long as I could get it out. And the Lord wasn't thinking that way. His thoughts are not our thoughts. Well,
that's what I was going to say. He begins to teach us, and there's a purpose for it, every one of us.
Yeah.
He wants us to eventually be ready to get it out, and it's not going to be our way. It's going to be his way.
And it's not our timing, but his timing. And, you know, by him opening up the things that he did, it forced me to study more. Because if you're going to teach, you've got to study. And,
right.
And so, you know, it was all preparation for what's happening on Blog Talk right now. You know, that's what's so awesome about it. But let's see, what was I going to – I'm getting so tired. I was asking for people to teach. And you know, I would go to different churches and I would ask. And you know, I felt like I was walking into the church with this treasure box. And every time I did, the pastor would come up and backhand it and knock it out of my hand. You know, that was the picture, that's what it felt like to me. You know, I'm bringing you treasure from the Lord. Just open it, you know? And it was refused over and over and over again. And so I was pretty distraught and lots of years in tears. And a man walked up to me one day that I was doing Bible study with at somebody else's Bible study. And the Lord must have put it on his heart. He was going to leave his own television show. And he walked up to me because he was looking for somebody to replace him. And he walked up to me and said, "Would you like a television show?" Now, you're talking about somebody that was terrified to get in front of her class in school, you know. If I had to stand in front of people, I shook so bad, and I would cry because I was terrified to get in front of people. And then this guy, and you know, I'm still that way. It hasn't changed, but it keeps us humble.
Yes, it does.
And so this guy asked me if I wanted a television show, and I first looked at him like, "You are nuttier than the fruitcake." Like, why are you joking about something serious like that? And he was serious. And he said, "And it's free." And I was stunned. You know, it didn't end up being free because the lady that was producing the show, she went by donations. And a lot of people really would take advantage of her. She was blind. But God would open her eyes and give her tunnel vision while she was doing the shows. she would be able to see while she did the shows, just so she could do her typing and stuff in order to produce these television shows. Get this. That's the only time she would be able to see anything. Otherwise, she was totally blind. That was God.
And wow.
She'd been doing this for like 35 years. And so I went to meet her, and the guy said, you know, we just donate, you know, whatever God puts on your heart. And then he told me how much he paid each time, which was like $20. And you know, for me to drive up there, it was like 63 miles each direction. But as hard as I'd been praying, I knew God would make a way somehow.
Amen.
And so I started doing it. And my first show was going to air, and I think it was the day before my show was set to air, this lady, my producer, went into a coma. And she never came out of it. She died. The devil tried to stop the program before the first one ever even aired.
Mom.
And then there was one that I was doing on the NIV Bibles. And my transmission went out of my van on the way. But I still got to the studio, and I still did my program. Okay.
Amen.
So this is going to end up being a testimony show, too, I guess. Anyway, okay, so my first producer died. Okay, I found another guy. I figured, well, okay, that's it, you know, because I didn't know how to do nothing. And there was one other guy that was fairly old, and he used to brag about how he'd never been sick a day in his life. You know, and he was, I think he was almost 80 years old, real close to that, maybe even older. but he decided to start doing my shows, and the Lord put on my heart at the time that I needed to learn how to produce them myself. And so I'm spending all this time driving up there, you know, it's gas money. And then my van goes out, and the Lord gets me through all that. But I started learning how to produce. For about 6 months, I spent up there, and I got a chance to see how Christians that were supposed to be donating to help these people do the productions were not fulfilling what they should have been doing. They were not even covering the gas money, you know, for the most part. And a lot of them would give you checks that would end up bouncing. And this was people that were supposed to be Christian ministers that had churches. I had one guy, and I'm not going to name him. I don't know if I can remember his name anyway. But he had, I don't know how many different churches, and he bounced a check and never give it back to me. It never came back, you know. And so that's the kinds of things that we were going through, and I was trying to learn how to produce. And the guy that was doing the productions, all of a sudden, about a year after he started doing mine, got sick. And he had, you know, the whole time I'd known him, he kept bragging about how he'd never been sick. Well, the Lord put on my heart, learn how to do these, just in case. And, yeah. And within a year, I think it was within a year, he died. And if I hadn't known how to produce them, then I had to not only learn how to produce other people's programs, but I ended up with 19 ministers that I'm trying to do their programs, because I kind of inherited this other guy's programs. And so I learned through that, I learned how to produce my own, believe it or not. And so that's where it went from there. There's my testimony.
Amen.
And the Lord started pulling me away from the ministries, because God started convicting me of the different things they were teaching and started showing me that I had to stop, because I was actually helping the devil. If they were teaching something wrong to the flock and I was doing the production, I was actually helping the enemy. And so one by one, I would tell these ministers, if you do this, I can do this. If you don't, I have to quit your show. And so, you know, it was letter after letter I would send out. As the Lord convicted me, you know, I would tell them. And you know, I ended up not having any programs at all but my own. So now I do them here from my computer at home, and then I just take the DVDs up there. And that's it. Boy, we got off on that one, didn't we?
Amen. But it was good.
I guess it was time.
Somebody had to hear it.
Praise God. But no matter what comes against us, we need to fight.
Amen.
We need to push through. And because the enemy, look at the different things he'll do to try to stop us.
Yep.
And if we back down the very first time, what good are we?
Well, look at my stove. I don't even have one yet. And I've been trying it. Everything has happened. Everything.
Hey, he knows.
Having one.
He knows what God, the plans that God has for us, the enemy knows. He knows ahead of time. I know he does. And that's why he tries to stop us before we ever get started good.
Amen.
And it's also a trial of our faith, whether we're going to go ahead. And, you know, especially, you know, you look at this, God presents these television shows and everything tries to stop it from happening. But if you have enough faith in God, if it is of God, he will make a way. And we can't just back down at every turn, every chance we get. We have to push through. You can't bring forth a birth without going through horrific pain. Well, for me, it was that way. Let's put it that way. There are some women that just throw them out there and they don't experience any of the pain at all, I think, from what I've heard. But with me, it was 3 days of every 2 minute labor for each child. So it was not fun. But if we're going to win souls, if we're going to bring forth souls into the kingdom of God, hey, we're going to suffer. He didn't tell us to pick up his cross for no reason, to pick up a cross and follow him, our cross and follow him for no reason. So,
yeah. Well, you know, I told you before, he actually spoke to me and he said, if they did it to me, don't you think they'll do it to you? Because my feelings were hurt about something, you know.
Yeah. Well, if we're part of his body, aren't we going to suffer? Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you look at all the members of the body of Christ, if you put the sufferings of every single one of us together, I don't think there's any way they would match what he went through for us.
Right.
And plus, he knew from the moment he come to this earth, he knew his whole life what he was going to go through. And all we hear about is what's in the Bible. He was hated from the very beginning. Hey, they tried to kill him when he was when he was first born. Herod tried to kill him.
Yep.
So do you really think it ever changed?
No.
You know, his whole life had to be that way. Can you imagine if he was doing miracles, how his brothers and sisters probably looked down on him?
Like, how dare you? You think you're better than me?
Exactly, because it's automatic. And he said that they would hate us because they hated him.
Right.
And it's the whole world that hates us. Well, if they had no light and he comes into the world as the only light, hello, of course. He's got the whole rage of the whole world against him.
That's right.
So it's to be expected. There's our tribulation.
Amen.
And people think that they're going to have it easy and they're going to be out of here and they're never going to suffer anything. Well, tell that to all the apostles.
Yeah, well, we missed it the first go-around since it was in 1988.
Yeah.
I thought I'd just kick that one in there.
Yeah. Oh, did they think it was going to happen then?
Yeah.
I didn't hear about that.
Yeah.
Well, we're down.
It's a long story for another show.
Yeah, there's been over the years, there's been a whole bunch of those false prophets out there telling.
Yeah.
Those, but if you look at it, it's all pretty much the same lie.
Yep.
What gets me is when they are bringing forth curses, you know, speaking against things, and I thought, that's not what he told us to do.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah. We need to let the truth convict.
Right.
Instead of us trying to convict them, and we all fall into that trap. I've done it over and over and over again. I let my flesh get in there, and I let anger get in there, and boom.
Yeah.
I know. Because I did. I used to pray all the time. I said, Lord, give me wisdom. Help me to, you know, introduce these things because it was like a slap in the face most of the time. And I think, why don't they get it, you know? And then he showed me, I'm only responsible for putting the seed out there. I'm not responsible for how it grows and the ground that it's put in, is what he was saying.
Yeah.
So, they're, you know, they're different grounds, but we're to plant the seed.
Yeah,
and that's it.
Yeah, and we learn as we do it. Go ahead.
Yeah, this day and age, is we're planting seeds in concrete.
Yeah, but you know what?
Every now and then we find a little crack, though.
Exactly. You know what?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I'm getting a picture here.
I know.
In those cracks, Lee, just give me part of it.
Yeah.
Look at what happens when a tree seed falls into a crack in concrete.
Come on. Like on a mountaintop.
Look at what those roots do. They crack that concrete.
Right.
And that tree still grows.
Yes, it does.
So if God wants it to grow there,
it'll grow there.
It doesn't matter whether it's concrete or what, it's going to go.
Yeah.
Praise God. That was cool.
Yeah.
Lee, you give me a good picture there, girl. See,
I just finally figured I was wasting my time with a lot of people and all the wrong people, it seemed like. But when I started just planting the seed, it's so much easier to walk away.
Yeah.
You know, and not worry about it.
Yeah. Because we're not responsible for it. And and we want to be. But it's also in His perfect timing. We have divine appointments. And when it is His timing, the gates of hell can't do nothing against
it. Right.
Because it's going to happen. Because God will set it up. You know, as we're planning, we're learning. And if we don't do it, we're not going to learn.
That's right, being a doer of the word.
Yep. It teaches us patience and patience endurance. And how's that scripture go?
And, you know, we need to ask more, you know, because that's what I, you know, have trouble with. And it's like He has sent me places when I would ask where to go that day. And that's not very often because we're so used to directing our own life. But one time He sent me to this girl's house, and she just happened to be there because she was off living with her boyfriend somewhere else. And she just happened to come in to wash clothes, and the Lord said, I want you to go see Tammy. And so I did. And, you know, we had just a real good visit about the Lord. And it was very hard to catch her by herself.
Yep.
You know, she's around a lot of people that did drugs and everything else, you know. But the Lord wanted to help her.
And then you notice He gave you the time. You know when God does something like that, that is when the door of her heart is open and it's ready
to
receive. And that's when you know that God is going to give you the words. And it's just laid out for us. But if we try to do it from our flesh, it ain't going to prosper.
Nope.
It can't.
Right. That's self-righteousness.
Ouch.
That's a
Ouch. Amen.
And we've all been there. But.
Amen. Okay, I'm going to stop the recording unless you guys got something you want to throw in here.
No, I've got to get myself.
Okay.
Okay, guys.
Love you, women of God.
Love you too, brother.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Good morning.
Bye.
Hey, thanks for being here, both of you.
You're very welcome.
You're most welcome. Thank you.
And God bless everybody that's listening to this program. In Jesus'
name.
Amen.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.